It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU, welcoming back Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Another full week, Brody, with several interesting opportunities to get out and get involved in the community. Tomorrow morning, United Way of Waco McLennan County is hosting their third annual Women United Fashion Show and Brunch. The show takes place from 10 to noon at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Guests will enjoy raffles, a silent auction, brunch, including a mimosa bar, and fashions by Carlisle, G2 by Giorgio's, Hinge Boutique, and Worth New York. Proceeds from the event provide scholarships benefiting the advancement of women. Tickets for individuals are $75 and tables are $1,400.
CASA of McLennan County is holding a CASA 101 information session Monday at 5:30 p.m.
CASA recruits, trains, and empowers everyday community members to advocate for abused and neglected children placed in foster care. CASA 101 is a great opportunity to learn more about the work of CASA and how you can become involved.
No RSVP needed. Just drop by the CASA offices at 1208 North 5th Street.
Monday evening at 6:30 is the monthly meeting of Waco's NAACP chapter.
Due to the I-35 construction, this month's meeting is moving from the Texas Ranger Museum to the Central Library on Austin Avenue.
All meetings are open to the public. It's a terrific way to get involved and to get up-to-date information on issues that affect African Americans, including the criminal justice system, education, economic empowerment, health care, police and safety, and low-income housing. If you can't make it in person, each meeting is also streamed live via the NAACP Waco chapter Facebook page.
Tuesday morning from 9 until noon is Project Homeless Connect. This is a one-day, one-stop opportunity for those experiencing homelessness to get connected to services and resources available in our community.
This year's event is being hosted by First Baptist Church at the corner of 5th and Clay. A meal will be provided in addition to numerous services, including employment assistance, haircuts, health and vision screenings, HIV testing, housing information, and much, much more. Project Homeless Connect is sponsored by the Heart of Texas Homeless Coalition, the City of Waco, NeighborWorks Waco, and the Department of Veteran Affairs.
For information about volunteering, see the Project Homeless Connect event on Facebook.
You're invited to join the Greater Waco Interfaith Conference Sunday afternoon, World Religion Day, to discuss how our different traditions connect to the divine. This chance for dialogue will allow participants to learn, change, and share and receive from others.
The dialogue will take place at 3 p.m. at the Providence Pavilion at 6901 Medical Parkway. That is the building closest to the Highway 6 post office.
Turning to the arts and entertainment events this week.
How about participating in some interactive comedy tonight?
A couple of Waco favorites, Terry Blues and Ontario Linville, are hosting their first ever live podcast recording tonight at 7:30 at Hype Waco on Lake Air Drive. It's your chance to be a part of the show. This is a BYOB event. Food will be available for purchase. Tickets are $7 pre-sale or $10 at the door. See the Bluesville and Friends Facebook page for more information.
The Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild of Waco is an affiliate of Tejas Storytelling. They are dedicated to preserving the art of storytelling. They delight in sharing stories, encouraging young storytelling talent, and sharing the traditions of great storytellers past and present. Tomorrow, they're having their first meeting of 2020, so it's a great time for you to join in. The meeting starts at 10:30 a.m. and will take place at the Good Neighbor House at the corner of Colcord and 23rd.
On Thursday, the Waco Federated Women's Clubs is hosting a coffee house cafe evening of music at their beautiful home at 2900 Bosque Boulevard. The show starts at 7 p.m. and will include a musical performance by the University High Show Choir. Enjoy music and refreshments all evening while supporting this fine arts program at Waco ISD. Tickets are $7 at the door.
Tomorrow morning from 10:30 until noon, the South Waco Library will be hosting a Mediterranean diet cooking program presented by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension.
The Mediterranean diet is healthy and delicious. Learn how to plan menus and shop smart, focusing on veggies, lean proteins, and healthy fats. You will build health literacy skills and taste some delicious healthy foods. And the best part, it's free.
And on Saturday afternoon, we might see you out walking, Ashley.
Yes, Waco Walks is hosting a new road and the Heart of Texas walk. We will meet up at 2 p.m. at the Founders Lions Club parking lot at 1716 North 42nd. We'll learn about the Waco Founders Club, Lions Park and Kittyland, changes at the Excro Event Center, and the history of the area. The walk will be 2.5 miles. For more details, please visit actlocallywaco.org or the Waco Walks Facebook page.
Thanks, Ashley, for bringing Act Locally Waco to the radio.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
ActLocallyWaco.org is where you can see a full calendar of all these events and many more.